This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The EU will meet on Thursday and Friday to consider giving Ukraine membership. Heads of states have been arriving in Brussels, among them Montenegro's president, who said on Wednesday he was hopeful that Hungary would change its attitude towards Ukraine's bid to join the EU.
I think that the choice of the Ukrainian people is very important, and you all know that Ukrainian people want to be the part of the EU.
EU countries are set to meet on Thursday and Friday for the summit to discuss Ukraine's membership bid, as well as the bloc's potential expansion to include Georgia, Moldova, and other Western Balkan nations like Montenegro. An ambush by Hamas has killed at least 9 Israeli soldiers in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports it's one of the deadliest single attacks on Israeli soldiers since the ground invasion of Gaza began.
The ambush comes after repeated recent claims by the Israeli military that it had broken Hamas's command structure in northern Gaza, had encircled remaining pockets of fighters, killed thousands of militants, and detained hundreds more. But Hamas clearly still poses a threat, despite more than 2 months of devastating bombardments. The tenacious fighting underscores how far Israel appears to be from its aim of destroying Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A breakthrough at the United Nations Climate Summit, nearly 200 nations agreeing to transition away from fossil fuels.
The decision, supported by all nations of the world, calls for transitioning away from fossil fuels in energy systems so as to achieve net zero.